You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Well, my goodness gracious, let me tell you the news. My head's been wet with the midnight dew. I've been down on bended knee, talking to the man from Galilee. He spoke to me with a voice so sweet, I thought I heard the shuffle of angels feet. He called my name and my heart stood still when he said, John, go do my will. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Well, you may throw your rock, hide your hand, working in the dark against your fellow man. But as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Well, we're back. This is Ralph Kermit Winroad II coming to you live out of Alaska with the Ralph Winroad Show. And we're going to go after these guys now. We're going to get on the offense. I've got a big enough picture now, and we should be in the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals this week, end of the week, by the end of the week, with one or maybe two cases. And we're going to start suing judges. Yep, because they're not judges. Once you give actual notice, not notice, it's called actual notice, and you give them actual notice of your status, that you're trying to vote for a Republican form of government, exercise your elective franchise, right of suffrage, and they proceed forward. They have no authority. Supreme Court has said you can sue them because they have total absolute. You want that you are a citizen of the United States with a commercial domicile. They can't do it. You know why? Because, you see, they just like on your passport. If you fill out a passport, it'll say U.S. citizen on the application. But go down below there in the part where you don't. See, when I get to my next passport, I'm going to change that to 8 U.S.C. 1101 A22 capital B. Because when you get down to the bottom where you're not supposed to, it says citizen/national. And if you read your passport on the right-hand side in the page, it will say citizen/national of the United States. That's to keep it constitutional. Because the national of the United States has two sides to the definition. A citizen of the United States, if you want to operate in the commercial world, or you can operate in the constitutional side. B, I am not a citizen of the United States, but I owe permanent allegiance to the United States. Isn't it amazing? I keep all the stuff there. These guys are just liars of the, and all they're legislating for a long, 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 long time now is for the commercial citizens of the United States. Why did they do some of this stuff? See, if you start to understand why they did it, it makes so much more sense. Then you can figure out a way to beat the SOBs. Why do we have the 16th and the 17th Amendment and all this stuff? They had to do the 16th Amendment, but they needed the 17th Amendment. Why did they need the 17th Amendment? Because in the Constitution of the United States, it's not United States Constitution, which is the compounding of nouns describing a Constitution. You will see them use it both ways. The Department of Justice, they know the difference. One is man's law, Satan. The other is the creator side, where you actually have inalienable rights and all that from the Declaration of Independence down. Takes a little bit of reading very carefully. These guys know the difference. What is the Constitution of the United States? It's the Constitution for the United States of America. And it's called the Constitution of the United States. If we do not learn to speak properly, because these guys are really good at twin speak. Article 1, Section 2, the House of Representatives shall be composed of members chosen every second year by the people of the several states. People of the several states. Why does it say several states? Why does it say people? The people, anybody that's in that, the people of the several states, that covers all, everybody, people of the several states. Well, why did we have to have the 17th Amendment? This is found in 90F Sup 2D 35. It's a 2000 case. 90F period SUPP period 2D 35. It says, in 1913, the 17th Amendment granted the people of each state, rather than the legislatures, the right to choose senators. And the senators shall be elected by people of each state, rather than of the several states. Why did they do that? Why did they leave out in the 17th Amendment several states? Why not people of the several states? If we actually have if we want to get rid of the legislature. Oh, I know why we did that. You see, several states is they can't get around that one. That has a very definitive meaning without defining it. But if we say each state, then we can define state. Like in the National Voter Registration Act, state means state of the United States, which that way means that state is underneath the United States, like a municipality, and the District of Columbia. That's the definition for all elections today in America. That the state that you think you're in is a state of the United States and the District of Columbia. They are exactly the freaking same, and only citizens of the United States can, quote, vote. What does vote mean? Vote is you show up at the building. You can't have anybody there telling you can't go in because of race, color, creed, or whatever the hell your latest trend is. When you get inside, you are entitled only to suffrage or the elective franchise if you are a citizen of one of the several states, like a citizen of Texas or a citizen of Minnesota or a citizen of North Carolina. That's why that read is so important. So the reason why they changed the 17th Amendment is to get rid of several states. It's the people of the state and make it a vote. People don't know the difference. Oh, I'm going to go vote as a citizen of the United States. There's a few of them are United States of America, but they're all, and they have to be under the penalties of perjury. Well, who am I vote? Okay, so I show up. They don't tell me that the elective franchise, because the Supreme Court has ruled over and over, 15th Amendment don't have a damn thing to do with the suffrage or the elective franchise. All it says is when you show up at the building, they can't keep you from going inside because you're black, white, purple, or Muslim, or God knows what. But to exercise the constitutional authority, you have to be a citizen of one of the several states inside the building. So we did the 17th Amendment. We got rid of the several states and just put each state. That's in this case, by the way. I had not caught that distinction. Well, why did we do the 16th Amendment? Oh, these guys are planning way ahead. Because it's supposed to be allocated to the several states. No, we'll take away the allocation, and it's all income from wherever derived. So we took it away from the several states, which we know has a definitive meaning. So now it says all income for citizens of the United States. So we took it away from the several states. Now it's all income in the world of commerce. The 16th Amendment. So now we have the Constitution of the United States. There are no citizens of the several states with the elections. Because they're all voting as citizens of the United States. I haven't proved that, but that was what was happening in 1913. Now we have, I mean, because we have to have the representatives by people of the several states. That's what it says so. It doesn't say each state. It says people of the several states. That's in the Constitution. So if we don't have that, and then we took away the senators, because they're voted not by the people of the several states, they're by each state. So now, instead of the legislatures, the several states have no representation for the voting senators, which we should have, so we could pound on our local folks down in the legislature at home. But we had to get everybody over to a citizen of the United States. So we took away the House of Representatives, because we don't have the electors anymore, qualified electors. We just go in and vote as a citizen of the United States, which has nothing. And then we gave the same damn thing to the senators. So we have a Congress that is not bound by the Constitution of the United States. There's no, because the only two parties to the Constitution of the United States are the people and the legislatures of the several states. They're supposed to be putting up the senators to make all states equal. Well, they're not represented. We're not there. So what happened in 1913? United States of America, the commercial name, I'm going to say that, or on behalf of the United States, showed up from 1789 to 1913. United States was the real party of interest. And as soon as the 17th passed and the 16th, all of a sudden the United States of America pops up. What the hell happened? Oh, the Constitution doesn't have anybody there no more. So we stepped into the commercial world, and they're just setting this up one step at a time. Then, by the way, Federal Reserve comes along with phony money. Because, you see, if we don't have a real Constitution of the United States, technically the issue of Treasury notes, let's go into the fictional world and issue debt money, and we're totally screwed. Controlled by bankers, people that don't even have anything to do with the damn this country. Isn't it amazing how all this kind of just happens together? Unbelievable. This is what they did. And then, of course, March 3rd, 1933, Hoover signs around, and I think it's 1,006 statutes. He repeals a whole bunch of statutes. 1,006 on his last day in office, March 4th, 1933, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, our good socialist criminal, comes along, and all of a sudden we have the National Administrative Act or some damn thing. Everything is, now we're under the agency rules and regulations, and executive orders are law. That comes out of the 1933 legislative history. And in 1935. And also in that act of the Federal Register, the president is a federal agency, means a federal agency. How in the hell can the president end up being a federal agency? Oh, that's right. We got to move him into the fictional world, too. It says means. So now we're being ruled by agencies that have no bearing on us, are not elected or anything, in the world of commerce, and they put stuff by public notice in the Federal Register. I'm sure you check the Federal Register every day. There are hundreds of thousands of pages of nonsense in there. And then to give it the appearance, oh, well, we'll call them substantive or substantive regulations that have the force and effect of law, and they got to go through a certain process. Do you know how many of those I've seen? None. No, they don't exist. I've never seen one. The IRS in the front of their book says, we're not doing those damn things. What's wrong with you idiots? It says so. There's a Federal Register. And they leave out paragraph 4. They say, we're not doing it. It's a con. And Franklin Delano Roosevelt was losing control. These agencies were running away, so they had the Administrative Procedures Act, but he did a research in 1937, a book, and they call this here the headless fourth branch of government. That's his frickin' government. That's his research. Franklin Delano Roosevelt, the headless fourth branch of government. And I got the congressional record on it. And they're talking about the people ever figured this out, they're going to be pissed. And these people have no separation of powers of anything. The IRS does its own frickin' damn nonsense. This is the crazy world that we've got caught up in, and we don't know. Well, I got to get this all put together. I've been working on it. God, it's a lot. I can prove all these things now. And this birth certificate thing just right here, that was an amazing, because that proves conclusively, when you get the birth certificate, I have a copy of one, it's all caps name, just like McAlpine's plea agreement, all caps. There's two sides when you read these DOJ stuff. Department of Justice, those criminals up there. And also, then, in this same act that I was talking about before here, this Field versus ADREON 1954 case that I talked about earlier, 7MD-209, it says an unnaturalized alien residing and doing business in the state is for commercial purposes a citizen in contemplation of the attachment laws. How does that fit in? Man, that just fits right in. Because you see, a citizen of the United States, it fits into the definition here. Let me find it so I can read it exactly here. Of a individual. It fits right in. Oh, this stuff, it's just, it all locks together now. When you can see the big overview of what these guys are doing. That's why they have... A citizen of the United States, I'm going to get to the definition here, 5 U.S.C. I got to get down to 5 U.S.C. 552A, A2. No, I didn't. I guess we got a caller here. Let's go ahead and Fred in Michigan, let's go ahead with you while I'm looking this up. Go ahead, Fred. You got a question or comment?
We interface with the world of commerce, which is Talmudic, and that's according to various authorities who have researched this extensively. The Talmud. In fact, a guy by the name of Werner Sombart, way back in 1911, authored a book entitled The Jews and Modern Capitalism. And in that book, The Jews and Modern Capitalism.
Hold that. Hold on. We got to go to break, and I'll give you some stuff along that same line. Hold on. Back in a minute.
living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Okay, we're back here. You still there?
Yeah, I am, Ralph. I'm here.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so Tom Bart said that all things monetary economic fiduciary, including the creation of money and credits and all that, emanate directly from the Talmud. Now, when Trump was inaugurated, after the ceremony, the first speaker at Trump's inauguration was a Talmudic rabbi, a Chabad Lubavitch rabbi. And these are the boys in black. And they're generally homosexual. They love boys. He was the first one up to speak. Okay? Now, when Alan Greenspan and Stanley Fisher and Ben Shalom Bernanke, FedRes chairmen, all of them, Janet Yellen, yada yada, Lawrence Summer, they all swear in on the Talmud. When they swear in on the Talmud. Okay, so the birth certificate, leave it to the Talmud beastie boys, whose Lord God is Lucifer. That's why Tex Mars authored the book Holy Serpent of the Jews. He documents from Chabad Lubavitch rabbis all around the world that all of this is factual. So they create a legal document, the birth certificate, which establishes the legal basis by which everyone's physical body is hypothecated as the physical collateral for this phony fiat currency system. And it's all predicated upon a manufactured fraudulent bankruptcy, which is why FDR, when he declared the national emergency, Ralph, the next day he declared war on his declaration of national emergency. And I got that right off the record from a guy, high frequency radio. It's called the U.S. Bankruptcy and Trading with the Enemy Act. High frequency radio. He pulls it right from the actual.
Well, I'll tell you what you're talking about. I'd like to see the word bankruptcy, because I have never been able to find it in all the congressional record around all that time frame. I don't doubt what you're saying. It sounds true. And I don't know, have you ever seen the, do you know what a Jewish shatar is?
I've read about it, Ralph. That's all.
Okay. A Jewish shatar is called a commercial security agreement today. And I have done those. And I pissed off the bank. When I went down, I was doing this stuff. And I said, I want the original document when I was paying off a car. And they said, no, we're not going to give it to you. And I said, why? Wait, why are you not going to give it to me? So I got around. And what they do, if you have a commercial security agreement, it's called a Jewish shatar. And I have them, by the way. It says, if we feel that we don't like what you're doing, basically, and we feel we might have a problem, they call everything due and payable and due in 10 days. So I had $110,000 or $115,000 out with my line of credit and stuff. I was making all the payments. I just said I want the original. I pissed them off. I went to court, and I didn't take – I took the money in initially, cash, and that guy at banker was sitting there salivating. I says, where's my original? He says, well, I don't got it. I says, what do you mean you don't got it? He says, this is all I got. So they took me to court. I get in there, and I didn't take the money, and that was a mistake of mine. But anyway, I get in there, and the judge said, well, you know, you're going to have to give him this $110,000 and bring it in here. And then as soon as he said that, some high signed or something happened. Oh, no, wait a minute. You have to go to the bank to do it. See, the bank flies only the flag of the United States. So I got $110,000 or $115,000, actually. I think it was. It's been one of those. I went in there with cash to this banker. And he had all the originals. It took a month. And I got all the originals. So all of them got seven staple marks. I don't know why they all have the same. But there was evidently something stapled to them. But anyway, he's got all these originals. So I said, okay, here's the cash. He says, well, I can't take cash. He says, I have a jurisdictional problem. I said, okay, I offered you once. I said, I'm going to offer. He said, well, go over and get a cashier's check. I said, no. I said, I'm going to offer it one more time, and I'm walking out of this bank. And he took it. Now, what? It's probably because it's debt money, cash. I don't know for sure. But he couldn't take cash for that. But I got all of these originals back. Now, what you're talking about, the Jewish shatar, and if people haven't read this, this is the source of your mortgages, and this is in the 71, it's GEO. Hold on a minute. Back in a minute.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, we're back here. And this is a 71 Georgetown or George Law Review. It's 71 GEO 1179. It was done in it's Georgetown Law Journal, 1983. It has 184 footnotes. It's called The Jewish Shatar. And this documents in great detail. It says here, the Jews whom the Normans brought to England in their turn contributed to the change of the English society. The Jews brought a refined system of commercial law, their own form of commerce and system of rules to facilitate and govern. It says the written credit agreement called a shatar or star, it's S-H-E-T-A-R or S-T-A-R-R, as it appears in English documents. The basis of the shatar or Jewish gauge was a lien on all property, including realty, that has been traced to the source of the modern mortgage. Under Jewish law, the shatar permitted a creditor to proceed against all the goods and the land of the defaulting debtor. It says here, the Crusades of the 12th, the Crusades of the 12th century opened the era of the change of feudal law to obtain funds from the Jews. The nobles offered their land as a collateral. But here's the interesting part. The law, this is the thing here, this is on the second page. The law of the shatar developed and elaborated by 500 AD in the Babylonian Talmud antedates the Norman conquest by centuries. Historically, the sitar is an instrument that established formal obligation either by contract or in debt. At the moment that a debtor acknowledges his indebtedness through a sitar, a general lien was establishing encumbering all the debtor's property for security of the ultimate repayment. This is what I also found out in this commercial security agreement, they call them today. If I owed one penny under a commercial security agreement, they go after everything you got, and you lose. And it's this is a great document. If you've never seen it, I need to revisit it because this was done quite a few years ago. This is 20 years ago when I was doing all this.
That author Judith Shapiro, I remember. I have a copy of that. The actual title of the article is the Sitar's effect on English law, a law of the Jews becomes the law of the land. That's the full title of the article out of the Georgetown Law Review Journal by Judith Shapiro. Right.
Yeah, that's okay, the one I'm talking about, 1983. This is the same document then, I guess, huh?
Yeah, it's got to be. I haven't read it in over a decade, but
read it for 20 years because I never looked at all the it documents all in the footnotes how they went about doing this, how they implemented this whole commercial law baloney on the law of the land. And it's not, this is this in rem nonsense that we have. It's not you, they're after the property,
right? And you know what, Ralph, the fellows from whom I learned this and actually acquired that document is Howard Griswold and Dave DeRemer in Delaware. And Dave DeRemer has called your broadcast in the past. They have a commanding, intimate knowledge of what is considered to be the ultimate legal remedy neutralizer for all this, which is the security agreement indemnity bond financing statement. And that establishes, for the record, us as a live flesh and blood private venue, natural man or woman, as the holder in due course of the priority interest, the monetary, economic, fiduciary rights and interests in that commercial entity, the all cap straw man entity. And it's etched in stone. We become the ultimate creditor beneficiary, and they have to prove that they have a superior claim, which they can't. Once those documents are
if you're in contact with them, I want to see evidence. I know this stuff exists because I experienced it. What I do not understand, which I'm going to be thinking, is the thing that I do know. Is to get us into that world, we have to claim to be a citizen of the United States. That is what gets us a commercial, all caps, and gives us a number, and lets us have a commercial domicile so that we're playing in the world of this Jewish sitar. Now, if you got a case, I'd like to see somebody, I'd like to see evidence of a case. I want to see some evidence of whatever people claim. I get all kinds of people, and what it means is it may not be true, or it may be true. I'm aware of Griswold. I haven't looked at this stuff in years, but if you got evidence of it, send it to me, and send it to the IRS.
It's Dave DeRemer, notaxman@gmail.com.
Have him send me some evidence. I want evidence of a case of something.
I know I got his phone number memorized. I'll call him and I'll have him contact you.
I want to see, like I say, where somebody was on the tax rolls and they got off. Because I think I know how to make that happen. It's like we have won against Book and Records. We've actually won against for reduced to judgment. We won for 3 months in Mooney's case in Minnesota, and then it got too hot to handle, but we're not done yet. We're just getting warmed up.
Those are
cases that I can document. We've done it. Okay?
There's no statute of limitation on fraud and extortion.
I know.
And the fact that they established this without full disclosure and good faith from the very beginning with the original birth record, They never explain. That's why I know people who refuse to give a name for their newborn. They refuse to create a birth record. And the nurse and the doctors kept hammering away, hammering away. They said, forget you. I'm not engaging in any frickin' contract.
I know, but the bottom line is, the world that we live in today, you can't get any job with the government without a Social Security number. You can't get a job with the federales unless at 18 you sign up to be a citizen of the United States to get in the military. All these things, yeah. I already know about.
Yeah.
And the thing is once we know these things, what's the remedy?
Exactly.
I've known a lot of this stuff, but I couldn't prove it. Well, I think we have a remedy. And it is, you must get your status in the public record, because they're using everything as public record. Anytime you look at these cases now, they always have a declaration and they use a public record. They use a notice of federal tax lien, or they use a Linus pendens in the public record against people. And we don't understand. And this is why you can go into, just like Mooney's case in Minnesota, there's not one sworn testimony in that court. Under oath in the court, because it's all done by, they use what's called a summary judgment type thing. We put in a public record, we put in a declaration, and if you do not immediately go against it, you lose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they will play with you for about 2, 3, 4 months, and then all of a sudden you lose, and you say, what the hell just happened?
Yeah, that's because we're in the public venue. We're in that international Talmudic commercial law venue, which they
is a part of it. Yep, I agree.
All right, Ralph. Great broadcast. Carry on, and I'll motivate Dave Reamer to contact you with that data.
Are you on my IRS list,
sir? I don't have email set up. I have problems.
All right. Yeah. Okay.
But I'll have Dave contact you.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay. Yeah, I'd forgot about this. 184 footnotes. This is a Georgetown Law Review, 1983. If you haven't seen it, email me at irs@alaskaminuteman.com. Hey, look, it's an amazing read, and I didn't understand a lot of it when I found this, because this is back in 2005 or something like that. I was looking around to figure out what happened with this commercial security game, which I still got copies of. I couldn't believe it. How can I have a loan? And I'm making all the payments, and somebody says, hey, I want all my money by in 10 days. You say, wait, what the hell happened here? It's a Jewish shatar. It's called a commercial security agreement. And I signed a ton of them. I didn't read them. Shame on me. Shame on me. Too trusting. You go in with these banks and loans, you just go in with, well, I thought I know that if I make all the payments on time, everything's fine. No, if you piss off the bank, they'll just say, no, we want our money, and you're done. I couldn't believe it when I found this out. It's been a great learning curve doing this stuff, I guarantee you. But that's all right. We're not even close to being done now. As long as I have enough money to stay afloat and keep my heat and lights on and internet and Westlaw and all that, that's all I'm after. And I'm not in jail and I'm not dead. I am going to pound on these SOBs in this year like they have never been pounded on before. And I'm going to spread it far and wide. If you want on my IRS list, $250 postal money order, or go to Walmart, it's a better way. And if you can't do it, afford it, just say I can't afford it. Tell me why and I'll still add you. I want this information out. We need people with knowledge and the wisdom to go fight these satanic, they're Satanists, that's what they are. They're pure evil. There's just no getting around it. They are pure damn evil. I cannot believe that I live in a country where they are debating in Congress a live born baby, and they voted down to execute a baby that's born. Baphomet, B-A-P-H-O-M-E-T, the old goat guy. He's alive and well. I'll tell you what, if you haven't seen this one, a 54 movie on this, how they took the archway of Baal, or Baal, or Baal, it's called, too, and put it, built it over in England, and took it to London, and took it over to New York, and to Dubai, and into Italy, and then they celebrated at the Goddard Tunnel. It's a great 54-minute video. Can't believe this stuff is going on. It's just hard to believe. They're rubbing our nose in it. These Democrats are just, they're all, I watch that shift come on, and I'll tell you what, I want to puke. He's just like, I watch Obama. I want to just, or Hillary, just like, what in the world? Just, God, it's just pure evil. Anyway, getting back to some of the stuff here so we can prove these things, we have a commercial domicile and a commercial citizenship without political rights. If you have no political rights, you have no right to say anything about what kind of government you're in. You're done. Ball game over. And they print this stuff. One of the good cases on this is Cook versus TAIT. And it's a Supreme Court case, 1924. And it's 265 U.S. 47, 265 U.S. 47, 1924 case. It tells us what they're doing. Just in the last paragraph. Now, this guy was in Mexico. And he had property outside of these United States, not the United States, these United States. And here's what it says. In other words, the principle was declared that the government, by its very nature, benefits the citizen. There you watch that word, benefits. Anytime you get see the word benefit, run. We are supposed to have a passport to benefit from the protection of our republic. Not to get benefits for money. Benefits the citizen and his property wherever found. Wherever found. Okay, when you use the word found, we've got the constitutional courts, the Federal Court of Claims, which is a modified Article 1, which is the door to the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals. They use subject matter jurisdiction. When they say found is a whole, this is the commercial side. You're found in one of these states for IRS. They found you. Oh, yeah, we found your commercial domicile. Yay. Okay, and therefore has the power to make the benefit complete. The benefit complete. Or to express it in another way, the basis of the power to tax was not and cannot be made dependent on the status of the property in all cases, it being in or out of the United States, nor was not and cannot made dependent upon the domicile of the citizen. See, he was domicile now. That being in or out of the United States, but upon his relation as citizen of the United States and the relationship of the latter to him as citizen. The consequence of these relations is that the native citizen who is taxed may have domicile, and the property from which his income is derived may have status in a foreign country, and the tax be legal, the government having power to impose the tax. In other words, there's a benefit here going on both ways, commercial, and we can come and find you wherever the hell you are. This guy's in Mexico. There it is, plain English. Supreme Court case. They don't hide this stuff. You can't make this stuff up. It's just hard to believe. Another case that is a killer, when I found this, is it's HEALD, which is cited in a lot of cases, versus the District of Columbia, 1922 case. And this was a killer. You read this stuff and you say, this can't be going on. This is in the last part of this. There's six Supreme Court cases supporting this, by the way. Finally, this is people in the District of Columbia. The people in the District of Columbia are are actually qualified electors, it says so, but they are citizens of the United States. They use the same 1040. They use the same W-2s. They use the same 1099s. They use the same W-9s, W-4s. Everything's exactly the same. They have to file in on their District of Columbia municipal entity tax the federal income tax, just like if you're outside. And that's done, of course, with Germany talk. Probably don't have time, but that's done under the 1939 Public Salary Act and the Buck Act. But anyway, they were complaining, the people in the District of Columbia, we are being taxed, but we don't have any representation in the government. Back in a minute.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, we're back here, and I'll close this out here. It says here, finally, it is earnestly contended that this act is void because it subjects the residents of the district to taxation without representation. Residents of the district lack the suffrage and have politically no voice in the expenditure of the money raised by taxation. There is no constitutional provision which so limits the power of Congress that taxes can be imposed only upon those who have political representation. Really? Why? Because that's in the District of Columbia. They're operating as a state and a national government. And it also, this is another case, says you don't have any, you got nothing. You're under the absolute, don't you just love Schumer and Pelosi? They have plenary power. And here, this is another case, 1983 case. The power of Congress over federal enclaves comes from within the scope of Article 1, Section 8, Clause 17, is obviously as the same as the power of Congress over the District of Columbia. The Constitution does not require that all federal criminal law be enforced before Article 3 courts, and they cite another Supreme Court case. This is why we have United States District Courts. They're not. They're exercising the judicial power of a district court. It says so in 28 United States Code 1932. U.S. 28 U.S.C. 1932, Section C. And it says, judicial power of a district court may be exercised by a single person. You know what that is? That's called an inquisitor. Do you know where that comes from? Oh, the old Merry England Star Chamber. The cruel trilemma. We will get you to admit your guilt. Number two part of it is we'll get you under the penalties of perjury. We'll get you sworn in. And number third part of it is if you don't, we'll find you in contempt of court, or we'll take your stuff, or we'll put you in jail. That is what these federal courts are, all these United States District Courts. They're all just star chambers. Yeah, I can prove all this stuff. This is what's scary. And these lying judges, well, we're going to see. Trump is putting in some that are constitutionally oriented more than these, like the Ninth Circuit out there that unfortunately Alaska's in. These judges down there are just plain crazy. They are so bigoted, just like these Democrats. No matter, they are like angry little petulant kids stomping up and down about 3 years old. He's no good. He's a criminal. They're guy, we want to protect Mueller, and he comes out with a report and said, I got a nothing burger. Now they're going after Mueller. Well, how come they didn't have him in to testify? How come they did? What, do they call you in to commit a crime for a murder if you didn't commit murder? I don't think so. These people are just pure damn evil. But the citizen of the United States, just like Esau in the Bible, you lost everything when you lose your birthright. We have to keep signing up for it. And the only way is to get your status into the public record, try to vote for a Republican form of government, and now I am also of the idea of that you need to file a UCC-1 to claim your commercial side for the benefit of you, so you are at the top of the heap. Because I think that had a great benefit to me, because I never heard one peep in 6 years when I had those filed. Anyway, hope you learned something, found it interesting. God willing, we will see you next Sunday. And Trump won! No collusion! How are you surprised? See you next Sunday.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.